The Grab Bag Show with Oops and Deidre. Saturdays at 5 p.m. Save a tree, eat a dolphin.
What the hell did I just say?
The Grab Bag Show. The Grab Bag Show lights.
Now safe for work.
Oops and Deidre play new music and more on Tune Tuesdays at 2. Stay tuned.
All right, Indy 100, we promised that we would deliver, and we have, because we have Oops here in the house.
There you go.
Doing that. And guess what? Right across from us now, we got A.B. Soto.
Yay.
Woo! This is a big moment for us. It is.
Oh, very sweet.
Yeah, my sister here has been a big fan for like a long time already. So every time I'm in her house or anything, she's rocking your videos.
That's anything. Awesome.
Yeah, I showed everybody like at work. I'm like, you guys have to see this. They're like, what is that? And I'm like, you have to see it. Jaja, bitch, come on.
Yeah.
So we've played the track here on Indy 100, but I just wanted to let you know. Thank goodness for YouTube, man.
Yes, exactly.
Love it.
Exactly.
But we'll get more like to where you started and everything. But I just wanted to let everybody out there know how I kind of happened upon you on YouTube, and it's you got to thank Charo for this one. Remember Charo?
Oh, yes, of course.
Oh, coochie. So, I don't know why I was like just randomly like laying in bed, and I'm like, oh my gosh, Charo, what happened to her? Like, I just want to, see her. I want to know what she's doing right now. I don't know why. I just do. Because, Grace Jones.
Yeah.
She's rocking it at like 70 years old, right?
Exactly.
That's hot.
Exactly.
So, I'm like, all right. So, I go on a YouTube, and I'm like, Charo, but I put in Cha-Cha.
Yeah.
And like, Cha-Cha bitch comes up, and I'm all, Cha-Cha bitch. All right. I like the sound of that already. So I click on Cha-Cha bitch, and there you are, A.B. Soto. Like, phenomenal, fantastic, amazing, like, awesome song. Like, your energy, just everything. And then I started stalking you on Instagram immediately. And had to, like, see how you kind of show people how to do the cha-cha, and of course I went and tried it, of course, right away, because that's what you do when you stalk someone on Instagram. Whatever they're doing, you go do that too. If they're drinking a latte, you go get
you
one.
Right.
If they're doing yoga, you pretzel yourself on the floor and you try to do it too. So, yeah.
Very sweet.
Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you so much. I'm glad you found me.
Me too.
Yes.
Me too. So after like, all, my creepy stalker story. So let's get to the real, like, you and what, where are you native to Los Angeles?
Yeah, I was born and raised, grew up in East LA, surrounding neighborhoods. We moved around quite a bit because of, gangs and violence and stuff like that.
Yeah, us too.
We've been there.
Exactly. And then I finished high school, and then I ended up in Long Beach for design school, studied fashion.
Oh, cool.
And then I moved to Hollywood quite some time ago, and I've been there. I was a backup dancer, still working in the industry, but then I've been focusing on music for the last 6 years now.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah.
So you were a backup dancer.
I was.
Oh, and how, what was that like? What was
It was really fun. I never really landed my dream job because ultimately this is my dream job.
Yeah, I was like, but, you just did.
Exactly, right. So, but it was just preparing me for, I've always loved to dance when I was little, singing and dancing in front of the mirror. And I didn't know that that was something that I was going to take on until much later in life.
Right.
But I love dancing, and I was able to, choreograph and do shows and just do what I love. And then ultimately, I started writing and making music. And then that was ultimately like what I really love. So combining music, fashion, and dance all together, I think, was what I always wanted to do.
Dancing. Love it. Oops, got the art going on.
Yeah, she doesn't have her. She doesn't dance too good.
Well,
until you came around and showed her how to dance.
Yeah.
She finally got her rhythm in.
No, like, I was a cheerleader for 1 year, my senior year in high school, just because they told me I couldn't do it, and I'm like, oh, watch me.
Let me
I'm that person.
You're that person.
So, but then he's like, you're stiff. So my little brother showing me how to like shake my ass on the field, and he's all, watch the other girls, he's all, the ones that get around a little bit more, he's all, shake it like that, and I'm like, I can't.
It's difficult. It's tough.
I'm more of a private dancer. I was more of a, my mom would hear me and she'd like are you dancing in your room? I'm like, yeah. No.
Right,
I'm
right.
Running around in circles and dancing. I think it's more of like a private. So for like some people, it's a lesson. Private yeah. thing. As you're bashing into walls and knocking right. things over, you know.
It gets kind of violent when you get in those violent. Kind of dances.
I think that's why I eventually jumped into mosh pits. You right. know, as a teenager. Did you mosh at all?
I didn't mosh. I yeah. didn't mosh, yeah.
I'm surprised I did. Well, once I got kicked in the head, I realized that was very close to my face. So I'm like,
let me stop that.
I'm
let
not
me be
gonna,
careful.
Yeah, let me be careful because face, you know.
Yeah.
Skateboarding, once I like skinned my knees on the ramp, I stopped doing that. So, yeah. you know.
Got to protect yourself.
Yeah, yeah. yeah you yeah. have to. Con cuidado. I'm kind of vain like that sometimes. Yeah, con cuidado. Right? Oops took chances though, right?
I try not to, but yeah.
It's tough. It's tough.
They're always in my face. They don't call me Oops for nothing.
So, East LA primarily, where you were raised, did you? Which high school did you go to?
Garfield.
Oh, okay. Garfield. Oh, yeah, so the, yes, whole, Garfield. The whole rivalry.
Yeah, oh, gosh, yes. But then I was in and out, and I was kind of a little troublemaker, and I was just kind of like figuring out things, you know. But then I kind of like cleaned up my act, and then I was just kind of like, okay, I really need to like get my shit together. And then I was just like, okay, it was just kind of like more like a year of like me kind of like, okay, am I like, you know, just you're a teenager.
Yeah.
But ultimately, I graduated, and then I went on to college.
And that was fashion school,
fashion
right?
school, yeah. It was a 2-year program, nice. Which is all that I could take. I got hired with my internship right out of there. And I worked in the industry for a few years. It was fun and exciting, but not ultimately, you know, it wasn't fulfilling because I had, you know, bigger goals, bigger dreams. So, yeah, that's how that happened.
That's awesome. So we're going to play Cha-Cha Bitch right now.
All right.
Because we have to right now. And when we come back, I want to talk about your Cha-Cha Bitch tour and how that went. In Texas,
yeah,
because Oops and I are originally from New Mexico,
nice.
Back home, so we kind of want to hear, you know, how your adventures in Texas.
Yeah,
okay. Sounds good. Yeah. Sounds good.
So we're gonna get to that right now, guys, because that's what we do. Let me see if I got queued up yet.
You can do it.
Do I have it? Queued up? Oh, and I have something running under it, of course, right?
I know. I was like, wait a minute.
I was like, what was is that? Yeah. Is that a new track? Is that a mix?
Do it.
There it goes.
There she is.
Everybody, let me see you clap your hands. Clap your hands like this. Everybody, let me see you clap your hands. Clap your hands like this. I'm gonna show you how to cha-cha like this. Cha-cha like this. One. Fantasy.
All right, guys, that was Cha Cha Bitch there. Ibby Soto.
Ow.
Nah.
That was great. So, did you design every single
costume?
I know,
I wasn't necessary.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Actually, the costumes were all made by the director of the video, Aaron Cobbett.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, a good friend of mine based out of New York City. Mm-hmm. I brought all the hats, most of the hats. Yeah.
Nice.
The headdress.
I like the headdress.
Yes. No, that was actually his.
Oh,
yes,
his?
Yes, yes.
All right.
But I wear all the hats. I usually travel with tons of hats.
Nice.
In every
I love
color.
That. That's awesome.
Yeah.
So, traveling.
Yes.
Okay. So, who, where did you? Okay. So, when you started this, what, 6 years ago, you
yes.
just decided, I'm going to brand myself. I'm going to make music.
Yes.
And I'm going to do this. And,
yes.
and I'm. Did you start touring back then, or is this your first official? Was that your first? Big tour.
Well, no, this technically is my third promo tour, if
okay,
you will.
Uh-huh.
So I wrote my first song, Banji Power, back in 2009, mm-hmm. and that one went viral.
Yeah.
And then people were starting to call me like, we want you to do shows, X, Y, and Z. And I was just kind of like, well, I don't really have songs for like a full show.
Right.
But they're like, it's okay, you can just come and perform like one song. And I was just kind of like, I think I was a little nervous and scared. I was just like, oh my God, I just did this video and now people want me to like go on stage and perform it.
Yeah.
So I was like, it kind of happened really fast. And at the same time, I had my desk job. I was working as a designer. So it was a full-time salary job. I couldn't, you know, say, hey, office, I'm not coming in tomorrow because I'm going to go do a show. Like, so it didn't work that way. So ultimately, I said, okay, well, if this is something I want, I have to like really make this happen. So I wrote another song. And then before you know it, I had three songs, three videos, and then I was like, okay, now I have enough to go do like small shows at club venues. So ultimately, I ended up quitting my job, and I kind of just set up shop at home and started just, you know, contacting clubs and saying, you know, hey, I have these songs I want to perform, blah, blah, blah. And on top of like the people that were already asking me to come and perform. So I kind of did my own little tour. So I would go to New York and I would like do all my shows and stay for a couple of weeks. And I already had friends and contacts, you know, working in the fashion industry in LA, New York. So I was very connected with the club scene and on both coasts because I was already back and forth. So before you know it, I ended up like staying in New York for months at a time. And then I was just recording and then making more music. Released the first album. That was called The Fag Out Tour. And I took myself to Europe.
Took myself to Europe.
I booked a bunch of gigs. And then that tour kind of lasted into the next album, which was Fag Out Volume 2. But then that became, I called it the Huntress Tour because that's when that video came out. So the tour was kind of like, people were just booking me nonstop because people were just finding out about me. So there was never really like a proper tour, but it lasted for like 3 years.
Oh, wow.
And it
wow.
was just like, I went to Montreal. I went to Vancouver. I went to Slovakia. I went to Tokyo. I went to London. I went to Paris, Barcelona. I mean, everywhere in the United States.
Where was your favorite like club scene stateside in Europe? What was your favorite like club scene here and your favorite club scene in what part of Europe?
In Europe, okay.
What was your favorite?
Well,
what was that like something that stood out that was different maybe or unexpected or anything
well,
like that?
Well, Tokyo. I mean, it's just like a complete culture shock. It's just a completely like different experience. And I'm always up for like challenging myself and taking myself out of like my element. And so mm-hmm. I like to grow and like be in an environment where I don't know the language. And that for me was really inspiring. I was really impressed with the city. And then Berlin, just something about Berlin, Germany that it just feels like a village, but at the same time, there's like so much art happening, and like where just when you think that like the party's over, there's like another door you open, and there's like a new club, a new wow. art scene. Like there's always something happening. Like that city never sleeps. Like it's like there's always something happening, and it's still like, I feel like it's still like a really good place for artists to live, where you know you can still afford it, and you can wake up and make art, and you work 2-3 days out of the week, and it's just, there's a good vibe there.
It just sounds super romantic.
Yeah, yeah, and that
yeah,
too,
I like
you know?
It.
Yeah. Yeah.
Good vibe.
And
super
it's
chill out there.
Yeah, it's kind of cold and dark. And like, I mean, I grew up here in California, so we get, you know, we have sun all year long.
All year
and
long,
so
pretty much.
I love, you know, cold weather. I love the snow in New York City. Like, it's my favorite time to be there. So I don't know. I like the dark, gloomy kind of like vibe.
Yeah, everyone in the world is like, oh, thank you, sunshine people. Right. You like a little depressing weather once in a while. The people in Seattle are like, oh, really?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
But it is nice to have gloomy weather once in a while.
Yeah, it's nice to have seasons, you know, to kind of like change it up. And like, I know this sounds corny, but like even my friends back in New York, like I always tell them, like for me to walk outside and see snow, like that concept, like that doesn't happen in East LA. Like, you know, I didn't really see snow for a really long time. And like to live in it and like have to bundle up and wear a scarf, like I love that till this day.
Yeah,
people are like, no, awesome.
Just a raspado on the streets.
Exactly, that's all the ice that we had. Tamarindo raspado. Yes, that's it.
Right. That was it. Exactly. We came from snow when we got here. It was like, okay,
like where's the snow?
We're from the desert too, but where's the snow? There is snow here, but you have to drive like hours away.
You go to Big Bear, you go to like things like that.
It's weird, right? But it's home. You know?
It is home. It is home. Yeah. I love LA, you know, and like for a really long time, you know, because it's my hometown, I always wanted to leave and I felt like in order for me to grow and challenge myself, I had to, you know, leave the nest. And I backpacked through Europe a couple of times and then the music and the touring happened. And the longer I stayed away, every single time I came back to LA, and even now, like the more I appreciate it and the weather and like my family and the streets and, you know, just the little taco stand on the street. Yeah. Like I just appreciate them and see them in a whole new light. And like, I'm just like, I'm rediscovering and falling all in love with LA all over again, you know?
Yeah, so, it's a culture shock here. Even you can make it your own culture shock when you're away from here.
Right. And it's also your mentality too, you know, and sometimes you kind of have to leave to come back and just kind of switch your mind and switch your thinking. Yeah. But I mean, you can take the boy out of East LA, but you can never, you know, take the really out. Exactly. Yeah. Right. So this will always be home.
Yeah, I get you. Yeah. I went back home for about a month to New Mexico. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Slow, small town, 2-exit town, came back to LA and I was like, man, why is everyone driving so fast when I am a speed demon on the road as it is anyway. But I came back for a while. It took me a while to readjust back to the pace out here because it's so slow.
It's
back
different.
Home.
Yeah. Right.
Good times here. Yeah, I'm gonna drop us in for a spot here and see if we can get a sponsor in. Hopefully it works.
Yes. We can do it.
We can do it. Yay.
Yay.
We're back.
What are you doing? Hey, nothing.
They're not working at all. At all. Sorry.
Can
no,
do
it's
it.
Not all right.
Oops.
All right, here we go.
John Kassir, the voice of the Crypt Keeper, and you're listening to Deirdre and Oops.
Yeah. I love grandmas. I love a girl who give you head and then let you keep it. Tales from the Crypt.
Hello, my friends. Are you looking for tacos for any event? Look no further.
Okay.
Super Tacos. You can hear at Super Tacos with my friends Mario and Edith.
Sí, quiero tacos.
Their menu includes carne asada, pollo, al pastor, lengua. It also includes the jalapenos, grilled onions, and rice and beans.
I'm so hungry.
If you mention the Grab Bag Show, you get free rice and beans.
¿Qué es un Grab Bag Show? ¿Qué?
It's un bag with rice and beans.
Okay, I'm hungry.
Save a tree, eat a dolphin, the Grab Bag Show.
It's time to get busy.
Safe for Work, Tuesdays at 2 p.m. and Off the Hook and Uncensored Weekends at 5 p.m. Grandmothers beware.
Glastic water bottle, a shatterproof glass water bottle. It's great for any liquid because everything tastes best in glass. A leak-proof lid you can close and toss on the couch without worry. Chances are it won't ever break, but if it does, no worries. The glass is safely contained inside a protective outer shell, so you won't have a dangerous mess to clean up. You can safely remove the broken glass and get replacements. Go to GlasticWaterBottle.com to get your very own Glastic bottle today. That's GlasticWaterBottle.com. G-L-A-S-S-T. TICWaterBottle.com. What are you waiting for?
If you're looking for a way to advertise your business fast and affordably, go to FlyerStudios.com and get full-color business cards and postcards free with a 24 to 48-hour turnaround nationwide. All you have to do is log on to FlyerStudios.com, browse our categories, and click on Free Products. We also offer affordable high-end graphic designs, club flyers, vinyl banners, brochures, posters, CD inserts, and much more. It's all possible at FlyerStudios.com, the fastest, most affordable way to advertise your business.
Visit PickettsPrints.com, yeah, PickettsPrints.com. You'll love every t-shirt that you'll see, and the shipping's always free. It's P-I-C-K-I-T-S, P-R-I-N-T-S. Find your new favorite shirt, you can't go wrong, at PickettsPrints.com.
Hello, my friends. Are you looking for tacos for any event? Look no further.
Okay.
Super Tacos.
You can hear at Super Tacos with my friends Mario and Edith.
Sí, quiero tacos.
Their menu includes carne asada, pollo, al pastor, lengua. It also includes the jalapenos, grilled onions, and rice and beans.
I'm so hungry.
If you mention the Grab Bag Show, you get free rice and beans.
¿Qué es un Grab Bag Show? ¿Qué?
It's a bag with rice and beans.
Okay, I'm hungry.
Just mention the Grab Bag Show and just get the free rice and beans.
You can call Mario 626-487-4068. That's Mario 626-487-4068. Super Tacos, muy bueno para la quinceañera.
You can do it. Call Super Tacos at Mario Needed 626-487-4068 for any taco catering event.
Super Tacos.
Are you looking to promote your website, blogs, articles, videos, and even banners all at once? Then visit SupremeSearch.net. No matter what size business you run, you can display all your ads. On SupremeSearch.net, your ads will appear on 22,000 high-quality websites, get backlinks, use their article spinners and article submit software. You can even get your ads in newspapers. At SupremeSearch.net, you get quality service at a quality price. That's SupremeSearch.net. Isn't it time to grow your business?
If you like this train wreck of a radio show, tune in each Saturday night at 6 p.m. for the Grab Bag Show with Hoops and Deidre.
Fantasy, cha-cha, bitch. Fantasy, cha-cha,
we're back, guys, yes. Here with AB Soto in studio on Indy 100.
You know?
I like that. See, that worked out now. Yay.
Finally.
Finally.
Back to AB Soto.
Yes,
AB Soto. All right, so Houston, Texas.
Yes.
Was it just Houston, or was it, did you hit San Antonio and El Paso? Did you?
I did. I did not do El Paso.
No?
I did. Where did we start? Oh, Austin.
Okay.
Yes, yeah, I did a talk at the University of Austin, Texas at Austin, that's how they call it. And then I did a show the following night in Austin. And then the next day we drove to San Antonio. And then the following day we went to Houston. I was going to try and go to Dallas because it was also Gay Pride that weekend.
Yeah.
But it was just, it was impossible to do. I just couldn't be at two places at once. And so it was unfortunate.
What
but
people
I
don't
do
realize
Dallas.
Is like they're really far away from each other, like Dallas, San Antonio,
Texas,
El Paso.
Is huge. Yeah.
Huge. Corpus Christi is like way down when you're on the other side of like closer to like Florida. So it's like, it's insane.
It's a lot. And it's just like, trust me, if it was up to me, I would perform everywhere like twice a day. But it's just, you know, logistically impossible. And some fans kind of got upset. You're like, well, you didn't come to Dallas, so we went to go see Selena Gomez instead or something. I don't know.
I was like,
that's cute because, you know, she don't do what I do. But anyway, but you know, it's just like they take it really personal sometimes, you know, and that's just like, it's beyond my control. Like, I can only do so much.
We don't know that, huh? Indy 100 listeners, huh? Huh, listeners, we don't know that about you guys.
But the energy was great. The energy was great. And Texas, and I'm scheduled to come back, and I had an amazing time, like just unbelievable, just the energy was just through the roof.
Nice. So in stalking your Instagram, I see you have a lot of Selena pictures on there.
Yes.
So tell me about Selena.
I mean, who doesn't love Selena? Right? You know, we grew up listening to her. I mean, yep. She was a huge inspiration. You know, she was, you know, just like one of us. And she was going to cross over into, you know,
she sure was.
The English market. And she was just so, she had this energy, you know, and yeah. She did everything so effortlessly. And she just had this
vibe. And sweetly.
Yeah. She was humble and she had this vibe and she was just like a natural. And, I mean, what's there not to love about her?
Yeah. Did you kind of take that with you when you went to Texas? Like the
I did.
You
kind of
feel like that?
Yeah.
Because you know? I saw your outfit too, and I'm like,
yeah,
dude, he's totally projecting. Like it's Selena. It's like an homage. It's a sign. It's a I'm your fan. It's awesome. And like your energy on stage too is like at par like that too.
Yeah. And you I know? Think subconsciously it's like, you know, like I grew up like watching her and, you know, all these other artists. And I think in the back of my mind, like that fierceness of her, you know, just kind of like stuck. And I definitely an inspiration for me. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. And I think that's really cool, you know, because we need that. Like we haven't had anybody since. And I don't think we ever really will. You know, we say that about a lot of people, but she just had something. It was something different about her and unique that that some essence that I don't know. Hopefully, you know, someday some generation in the future will get to experience that again. You know,
She was a true star. Yeah, like definitely. In every sense of the word. Yeah,
absolutely. And just kind of like how you're a true star here. Oh, AB,
thank
so.
You.
Yeah, I just slipped that in there.
That's very sweet. Thank you.
So has your fan base grown and grown and grown and grown? And like, what is it like? Are you recognized at all? Have you been recognized? What's that like?
Yes. Oh my God. Okay.
What was that like?
So like, okay. So the original fan base was like, you know, more club vibe. Well, the first stuff was very rappy and very like, you know, butch and masculine. And like, then the second stuff, the second part of my work was like very clubby and underground and like New York scene and ballroom and stuff. And then with this album, it's definitely more Latin inspired. So all the fan base has gone, you know, from all of that to now I get, you know, all the Latin community to like mothers, you know, playing these songs for their kids and during soccer practice and stuff like that. And I do get recognized now. And it's kind of this strange thing. Like I was in an Uber the other day and like someone was like, they asked like, what do you do? You know? And I was like, oh, I do music. And they were like, are you the cha-cha bitch guy? And I was like, I am. And it's like, I try to kind of just, you know, when I'm out doing my thing, like I try to, you know, just to kind of like, I'm a normal person, you know, and I like to just kind of go and do my own thing. I try not to draw attention to myself like that, but it does feel very nice, you know, very special when someone recognizes you. Because, you know, I had one person recognize me at Starbucks. She sat across from me and she said, is the seat taken? And I said, no, go right ahead. And then I put my headphones back on and I was on my laptop and she said, are you? And she's, I'm like, excuse me. And she says, what's your name? And I said, oh, like, I was like, it's kind of weird. Like, what do you mean? And she's like, are you the cha-cha guy? Are you AB Soto? And I said, I am. And she's just like, she was just like in love. She was like, she was really in love with like my spirit and my energy, but she was really in love with the message behind my work. And that to me is more special than just being recognized as a celebrity.
Yeah.
For someone to actually really recognize and see the message behind my work, like that is really special for me.
Yeah, because they're into you and they want to know about you and what, you know, you're about and what you're doing. And, you know, and it's kind of cool because like I run across, you know, like people on YouTube or on stuff all the time. But I was like, just like, I found you and I was like, we have to have him come in. We have to. Like, this is happening. We have to.
First words out of her mouth when she showed me the video.
Yeah. And I was like, I purposely don't look people up because I don't want to know anything about you. Because when I bring you in here, I want to know about you from you.
Right.
I don't want to read somebody else's interpretation of you.
Right.
I kind of maybe want to see you've said something, but I don't want you to come in here and then I've read something and then I've already interpreted something else about you. I will shut down. I will go full like I'm on a jury and I will like, no. If there's anything about him, I don't want to see it.
Yeah.
I go into like this stealth mode with that.
Interesting. I like that.
So I made sure like not to. That's why when you got here, I was like, okay, and it's hard for me. I'm like, because I'm a talker. I'm like, okay, don't talk. Don't ask him anything.
Right.
Don't tell him how cool he is and how you watch his video and how you dance around and how you love it and how everybody at work and we're all screaming. And one of the guys at work, Ashton's grandmother, like, loves you. Like, she's an older lady, bedridden. And She's like, oh, you send him a kiss for me, and you know, and she loves you. So sweet. We'll get to that later. I want you to see if you can do a shout out for her.
Okay.
I think she'd love that. But sweet. You know, the more I like have introduced you to people, mm-hmm. everyone gets really excited, and it's like an exciting and fun vibe, and it's really cool, you know. And I've had people where I've sent in, you know, like, here, check out his other album, or here's this or that, you know. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's great to see that everyone can come together around your music and your fashion and just like just see how amazing you are and kind of get your essence too coming off of, you know, the screen. It's amazing. Yeah, and in person too. Like, you're awesome.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm very happy. Thank you for that. Very yeah. sweet. I feel blessed.
Yeah, me too. I'm glad you're here. Yay.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
As a fan, you know? Like, yeah. Seriously. So, yeah, I just want to let you guys out there know that if you are fans of people, you know, let them know, not in a creepy way, though.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
In a nice way.
Yeah, reach out.
Do you ever get any people that reach out and you get kind of, like, nervous? So, you know, I listeners out there, I do kind of think that sometimes, you mm-hmm. know? It can be a little bit.
Yeah.
Aggressive sometimes.
Yeah. Sometimes. Yeah. Yeah. Sometimes there's, you know, some fans that are you know, really, really, they're excited. Just really excited and they love everything about you, you know, and it feels good. But it's all in good fun. So it's all love. So
I kind of like try to watch, like, I don't know, like the Pope and see how he deals with stuff. You know? He's got all these people around him. I'm like, you know, maybe one day I'll get to Pope level status. Yeah. So I'll be behind a glass case, you know, be like, hey, everybody.
Yeah.
Or were you kissing babies dressed like you?
Kissing
like
babies
you?
Dressed like you.
Yeah. Were you kissing that baby dressed like the Pope?
Yes. Like, that little A.B. Soto baby.
Right. Yeah. Could you imagine? Oh, my God.
That'd be so awesome.
No, yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen out there across the world, if A.B. Soto is touring in your town and you have a baby, you know what to do.
Yeah.
Dress your baby up like A.B. Soto. And A.B. Soto will kiss and bless your baby.
Oh, my God. That would be amazing.
Someone's got to do it.
Yeah.
Please. Somebody out there.
That'd be awesome.
Just don't do it while he's sitting at Starbucks on his laptop, like, trying to chill. Like, all these women come running up to him with their babies in different outfits with their headdress on, and they're like, kiss and bless my baby! Kiss and bless my baby!
Little babies in sequins pajamas.
Yeah, you're like,
you're just throwing babies at you.
Like,
okay. You're like, I'm trying to, like, email somebody on my laptop right now.
Thanks,
funny?
D.
I can see that.
Thank you,
now.
Deidre.
Ladies, give it a try.
Yeah. It comes with the territory.
I think so, right?
Good time.
All right. So I want to get to your new track, and I want to talk about it's called See Me, right?
Yes.
And tell me about how that came about, and what is the message behind See Me, and who produced it, and let us know everything about it.
Okay. Now?
Yeah.
Oh, so I don't know if you're going to commercial or something. So See Me is a song about, you know, my work takes on lots of different sides of my personality. Mm-hmm. People think they're characters, but it's all really me, you know, whether it's like a club kid look or like a fierce, like, you know, Selena moment to like, you know, Latin inspired rap track, you know, they're all like personalities of the different types of inspiration that I grew up with, house, you know, salsa, rap, pop, you know. See Me is just a song about being vulnerable and just kind of like letting people see like the real you and the courage it takes for people, you know, to kind of like really see you in your element, like when you're at Starbucks and you don't have the cha-cha outfit on, and you know. And so since my work can be very, there's like this fantasy and like showmanship to it, at the end of the day, when you take all that off, like, I'm just, you know, a normal person, and I'm just, you know, I have morals and values, and I come from East LA, and I'm just kind of chill and down to earth, and I have no air about me, or at least I try, you know, to be authentic in my own way. And so See Me is just about that, you know, just kind of being real. And just kind of being honest. And the track was produced by Ellis Mia. I've been working with him. We make all my music together. And that's from the Mr. Soto album, the new album. And then the video, I wanted to work again with Aaron Cobbett, who directed the Cha Cha Bitch video, because he's amazing and he's brilliant. And we just kind of like work really well together. And so we wanted to go back and make like a simple MTV's early 90s like music video that goes with the sound, where, you know, back in the day, videos, they weren't really the industry music wasn't really contrived. It was just like fun and honest and clean. And I mean, who doesn't love the music that came out of the 90s? So I wanted the song and the video to represent that.
Nice.
And it all came all right. together.
I love it. Yeah. I mean, the videos are gorgeous.
Thank
Your
you.
Videos are gorgeous.
Thank
and
you.
They're really just, I mean, they're being produced just. They're fabulous.
Yes,
so,
we put a lot of love into them.
Yeah, you can,
yeah,
tell.
You can tell. You can tell. So we have See Me Here, and you can check that out on YouTube and get the new album. We you can go to, is it MrSoto.com? And
It's absoto.com.
absoto.com. Yeah. So check it out, guys.
Yep. Everything's on iTunes, Amazon, Google, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, just look them up.
Say me.
Sometimes it's easier to hide than to reveal what's inside. This fantasy that I live on stage behind the scenes when the showbiz fades. All I want is for you to see that I'm an East LA queen trying to live my dream. This industry can be fake and phony. I'm so genuine when you get to know me. Round and round, it's almost 3. 4 a.m., I just can't sleep without your body next to me. I wake up with anxiety. Round and round, it's almost 3. 4 a.m., I just can't sleep. I promise you no more hiding. I'm gonna let you. You see me.
Let you see me. I'm gonna let you see me. I'm gonna let you see me. I'm gonna let you see me. I'm gonna.
I'm in the light out from the dark. 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 Let go control of what you see. No filter, no strategy. No longer care about scrutiny. Unscripted authenticity. Won't hold back anything from you. Gotta live my life, gotta live my truth. Dig real deep underneath below. Every little bit of my soul exposed. Round and round, it's almost 3. 4 a.m., I just can't sleep. Without your body next to me, I wake up with anxiety. Round and round, it's almost 3. 4 a.m., I just can't sleep. I promise you no more hiding. I'm gonna let you see me.
Let you see me. I'm gonna let you see me. I'm gonna let you see me. I'm gonna let you see me. I'm gonna.
I'm in the light out from the dark. 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 Your body next to me, I wake up with anxiety. Round and round, it's almost 3. 4 a.m., I just can't sleep. I promise you no more hiding. I'm gonna let you see me.
Let you see me. I'm gonna let you see me. I'm gonna let you see me. I'm gonna let you see me. I'm gonna.
I'm in the light out from the dark. 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 I'm gonna let, come on, let you see. I'm gonna let, come on, let you see. I'm gonna let, come on, let you see. I'm gonna let, come on, let you see.
All right, that's AB Soto there, because he's gonna let you see.
Yeah.
I love that. That was great.
That was, yeah,
thank
that
you.
Was a good track.
Very, very 90s on the video, and
very
I love that.
Very feel good. Thank you.
I know. It's so great to see
anxiety.
All the,
exactly.
Yeah. I love the way you do that too. Your inflection on like even on Cha Cha Bitch too.
Yeah.
Yeah,
oh, thank
great.
You.
It's really neat though now in this generation to see be able to to pay homage, I guess, to the 80s, to the 90s, and see everybody walking around with all the styles all intermingled now.
Mm-hmm.
It's really cool. I mean, it was a lot of fun to be on the discovery end of fashion, but some of the pictures, I want to burn them and destroy them. The hair, the paisley colors. I'm like, wow. Yeah. But, you know, I have to say, all kidding aside, mm-hmm. it was really great to be part of that and to be in the middle of that and to experience the fashion end and to,
right.
you know, pin our clothes up and, you know, run. I used to run safety pins through my ears and like
weird,
you know. You know, before piercing.
15 pairs of socks.
15 pairs of socks to see how much you could, you know, restrict your ankles and your blood flow to your feet.
Just so you could see how different colors you could wear. Like.
Yeah, the plastic shoes that would make your feet stink. And, you know.
But it was fun.
It was fun. You know, the ninja slippers that would give you the nasty, on your heel, the blister, and you're bleeding and peeling, but you still had to wear those.
Right.
Those ninja shoes, you had to have them. You know?
So and you'd bend your foot, and it would just, bend with
it. And it was all bending with it. You're like, oh, my gosh.
And it was, back in the days, it was, $20, huh? Now, you would try to get them, they're, 90.
At Urban Outfitters.
Yeah. Yeah, they're like, we have gel sandals. Right, they're $95 plus tax on sale at Urban Outfitters.
These
were
the ninja shoes.
You're like, what? These were $3 at Pick and Save back in the day.
Exactly. Oh my God, Pick and Save. Remember Pick
and Save, right? And you're like, wow.
That turned into Big Lots, I think, right?
Yeah, Big Lots. Gosh. But we know that about you, Big Lots.
I saw that on the internet somewhere.
Yeah, we saw that. Yeah. I don't even know.
Yeah.
Pick and Save. Mm-hmm. It's like pick your part.
Yeah, there you go.
You never know. Yeah. But I just got to say, it's cool, you know? And some of the stuff that looked goofy back then, it looks cool now, you know? Like walking around, you know, I've got my white Ray-Bans on. Like back in the day, I was like, what? White Ray-Bans? Now they're like, wow, you don't have white Ray-Bans?
Yeah.
Yes. Right. They're in a box in the cellar.
And
they're,
comes back.
They're like yellow.
They're yellow.
It all comes back.
Right?
The 90s club scene, I think, that was really fun, you know?
Yeah, right? So it's back. And it's back. You know, it's fun. It's all back. In good fun.
Yeah.
So what's your favorite trend right now in fashion?
Oh, my God. I would say for me, only because I travel so much, I like to go with uniforms, meaning all one color. Lately I've been wearing a lot of black only because it's just easy. I have a lot of things going on. I don't want to make outfits, you know. Plus I get all of that itch to dress up and wear really cool outfits on stage and in my work. So I don't, you know. I relax a little more when it comes to fashion, you know. Although, you know, it's Friday night and I want to go out, then, you know, it's all right, I like to, you know, dress up.
Yeah.
But lately it's been, you know, whatever I can get on the plane, just travel on, carry on, you know.
I totally get you on that. Yeah. Yeah. Once I started working the other job, it's you know, I forgot, you know, because I went to culinary school and started working and cooking and stuff, you know, to cater for here. But. Uh-huh. You know, I forgot it. I would go to work fully decked out, makeup, hair, heels, and everything, because I was used to coming here, and I'm like, what am I doing? Yeah. And then people are like, damn, you come to work all dressed.
All of that.
That's what I was getting at. They're damn. One guy that works is all, damn, you come to work all dressed up, girl. And I'm like, oh, yeah, huh? And I look around, everyone's wearing t-shirts, chucks, and I'm like, what am I doing?
She's doing the most
over there. I'll cheat up the chopped salad.
I was all shaking everything off. I'm like, why do I have three layers of clothes on? And what am I doing?
I just did my nails.
I know. They're like, you can't have your nails done here. I'm like, I know.
It's too much.
Yeah, it is too much. Yeah. It can be too much. I can be too much that, too.
But hey, if it makes you feel good, hey, rock it.
It does. Well, it was my grandma. She was always they were always you got to be dressed up right. Mm-hmm. Don't go outside of this house if you're not chopped.
Right.
What are you doing?
Right. Yeah.
You know, and that's how I grew up.
Yeah.
That's what I knew.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, and then it was why do you take so long to get ready? Well, okay, wait. First you say, don't leave unless you're chopped.
Right.
Now you're saying you're taking too long. Right. What is it?
What is it? Figure
Find
it
a
out.
Happy medium. Right. Find a happy medium.
Figure it
know?
Out. I'll wait. I'll wait.
Yeah, I'll wait. I'll wait. I'm confused. I'm a child. You're screwing me up. You know, you're going to give me a complex later, you know?
Seriously.
Be overlapping my red lipstick. Stop it.
I love it.
So, yeah, you know, I've had to learn to kind of tone it down here and throw a t-shirt and jeans on and
Yeah.
You know.
And then I think also too, like working in the industry, I saw how you make clothes and how you produce it, and like whether we were doing like special, like one of a kind items or like mass market stuff. Like I just kind of like, you know, when I go into a store and I see a garment, I see more like all the work that went like behind it, and I see almost like the push and like the psychology behind it of how they're like trying to sell us, like they're trying to sell me this today and this is the trend. So sometimes I kind of just look at fashion and I'm like, not gonna buy into it. Yeah. I'm gonna wear all black.
Yeah.
You know, and
yeah,
that's just like kind of like my way to rebel or whatever.
I like
but it's
that.
Real cute black, like it's like, you know, shorts with like a really cute cut, or like I'm wearing like the, you know.
Yeah.
But I go up and down. Sometimes I'm like, I'm gonna follow fashion, and I'm like, I hate fashion, and it's just like fashion's like my new, like, you know, this is fashion for me, and then I just kind of play with it.
Yeah.
I think fashion is just like a, it's like a, like a, like a vibe you exude, and it's not really about the trends or what's really happening. It's just kind of how you carry yourself. To yeah, me, that's what it is.
I look at fashion as like you know when you spin sugar and you spin cotton candy and
uh-huh,
there it is, and then you uh-huh, spin another one and there it is.
There
it's
is,
like
yeah,
it's just like an ever, it's like a flow. It's
yeah,
like it's always just, and there it is, and you finish it and there's another one
yeah,
behind it, and another
right,
one, and
yeah, it's
you
nonstop,
know,
yeah,
and it's billowy and it's nonstop, and it's just like this own ethereal thing.
Yeah,
you know,
it's just always kind of going and evolving.
It's always recycled, so it's
yeah,
always
that too,
flowing.
Yeah, mm-hmm, and it's funny how people, I look at fashion as even bigger than business and industry and everything.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, it's a huge
mm-hmm,
presence for all of us.
Yeah.
It means something to everybody.
Mm-hmm.
A pair of shoes, a hat,
yeah,
a stitch,
yeah,
you know, a it's, button. It does.
Yeah, it's our economy too. It keeps it going. Like if you think about it, you know.
What do you think about that? As far, I'm just bringing this up real quick. The notes that some of the that are being found in some of the garments, like in the packages, like where the factory workers are like saying help, you know.
Oh, really?
Have you seen those?
No.
There's been a couple
that's
of those.
Terrible.
Yeah. Yeah,
oh
yeah,
my God.
They had someone bought a package of like underwear for their child,
mm-hmm,
and they were like the Disney princess, and there was a note in there from a factory in the Philippines, and they were like, help, please help me. So we're trying to find out, and this isn't the first one. There's been more.
Oh my God.
That have been in the packages. So
that's crazy.
I'm just wondering, like, what's going on? Like, we know what's going on over
yeah,
there, but
yeah,
you know, it's
I
like,
mean, it's, it sounds like, you know, child labor, terrible
yeah,
working conditions.
Yeah.
It's kind of like, I have heard about the Apple, the iPhones, like the factories.
Yeah.
Where the phones are being made, like
oh, yeah,
people are jumping to their death because
they have nets around
the
building.
They have
oh, yeah,
they have nets so that when they jump, they don't kill themselves.
Yeah,
yeah.
Like
but,
that's kind of scary.
Yeah,
but, and that's like Apple. I mean, I know that they probably outsource like to companies to produce the phone.
Right.
But I think that there has to be some like responsibility there.
Yeah,
that's
and we
that's
we,
not okay.
We see a world out there, listeners that are out there. We know, like we know, it's a big. I mean, it's everything is so big. The problems are so big, and if we could just do something to try to affect a change, and
yeah,
it's so hard in your countries like to affect a change because it's just so much.
Mm-hmm.
It's all money.
Money
yeah,
and,
yeah,
and governing going on. So hopefully, you know, we can figure out something and set up some sort of support networks for these people.
Yeah,
but
that's sad.
I'm just hoping that whoever that person was, that they, you know, I'm sure we're all praying, you know, that they receive
okay,
help or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's sad.
Yeah. Right. It's a dark part of fashion.
Yeah.
And I just saw that. So
that is because you're like, oh man, I'm going to get some blue boxers, all
yeah,
this. You're like,
you know,
what?
And you think twice.
Help me!
You know, and you're like, wow, yeah, yeah.
You're
yeah,
like, and I was over here thinking I overpriced, like I overpaid for some boxers, you know.
Right. Yeah, but it makes you like kind of bust, like get material and kind of make stuff your mm-hmm, you're on your own, which is great. You know,
yeah,
make your own sort of.
Yeah.
You know.
Makes you think.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Think
yeah,
twice.
Yeah. Makes me want to go sew, even though I'm fumble fingers at sewing.
Right.
But
hot glue everything.
Give it a try.
Yeah.
Hey, hot glue's been my friend for a long
I
time.
I bet, right?
Trust me.
I used to sew a lot of stuff, a lot of the costumes for the dancers, and
yeah,
then I just got really busy and I didn't have time anymore. But, like, I love to sew, you know, and, like, make stuff, but
it's,
I don't have time to sit around and
no,
sew anymore.
Yeah, I know, right? The more you become more busy and active, you don't have time to do what you were initially, like,
right,
intending to
yeah,
do, right?
Those little things, yeah.
Well, eventually, you know, hobby.
Yeah, right.
Side sewing.
You get so rich, you have somebody else do it for you.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
I do that, you know, just keep the jobs in the community.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Okay. We're going to try to get this stop set to work again. All right, here we go. I'm going to take another quick break, and then we'll be back because we're at the end of the show already.
Oh, so
yeah,
fast.
I know, it's so quick
oh my
already.
God, we just started.
I know. We need to hear more about you, but that's why you're going to come back.
Yes.
Again and again and
yes,
again.
Yes, 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 yes.
And again and again. All right, we'll be right back, guys.
Grab Bag Show.
It's time to get busy.
Safe for Work, Tuesdays at 2 p.m. and Off the Hook and Uncensored Weekends at 5 p.m. Grandmothers beware.
Hello, my friends. Are you looking for tacos for any event? Look no further.
Okay.
Super Tacos.
You can hear at Super Tacos with my friends Mario and Edith.
Sí, quiero tacos.
Their menu includes carne asada, pollo, al pastor, lengua. It also includes the jalapenos, grilled onions, and rice and beans.
I'm so hungry.
If you mention the Grab Bag Show, you get free rice and beans.
¿Qué es un Grab Bag Show? ¿Qué?
It's un bag with rice and beans.
Okay, I'm hungry.
Just mention the Grab Bag Show and just get the free rice and beans.
You can call Mario 626-487-4068. That's Mario 626-487-4068. Super Tacos, muy bueno para la quinceañera.
You can do it. Call Super Tacos at Mario Needed 626-487-4068 for any taco catering event.
Super Tacos.
Larry's Chili Dogs, home of the best double chili cheeseburger in town.
Larry's Chili Dogs.
Check it out, folks. It's affordable, it's fantastic, phenomenal, even better than that. And if you don't have time,
I don't have time,
you can call in your order, 818-842-0244. 818-842-0244. Larry's Chili Dogs.
Visit PicketsPrince.com. Yeah. PicketsPrince.com. You'll love every t-shirt that you'll see, and the shipping's always free. It's PicketsPrince. PrinceS. Find your new favorite shirt, you can't go wrong at PicketsPrince.com.
If you're looking for a way to advertise your business fast and affordably, go to FlyerStudios.com and get full-color business cards and postcards free with a 24 to 48-hour turnaround nationwide. All you have to do is log on to FlyerStudios.com, browse our categories, and click on Free Products. We also offer affordable high-end graphic designs, club flyers, vinyl banners, brochures, posters, CD inserts, and much more. It's all possible at FlyerStudios.com, the fastest, most affordable way to advertise your business.
Are you looking to promote your website, blogs, articles, videos, and even banners all at once? Then visit SupremeSearch.net. No matter what size business you run, you can display all your ads. On SupremeSearch.net, your ads will appear on 22,000 high-quality websites. Get backlinks. Use their article spinners and article submit software. You can even get your ads in newspapers. At SupremeSearch.net, you get quality service at a quality price. That's SupremeSearch.net. Isn't it time to grow your business?
Indie100.com.
Let's go. Giving unsigned and independent musicians a stage all the time. Indie 100. With a Grab Bag Show with Oops and Deidre.
Fantasy, cha cha bitch.
All right, guys, we're back here on Indie 100.
You know?
Yep, it was a Grab Bag Show.
That's right.
Another new Grab Bag Show. We made it back in studio. That's right.
That's the shit.
It is.
Yeah.
We made it back in studio. We've made so many promises.
Yeah, we've been fluent for the last three shows.
Yeah. It's awesome.
Not
the other job's not getting in the way anymore.
I know.
It's because I like chopping and cooking things. I like building things at Universal Studios.
There you go.
It's fun.
Nice.
Yeah, it is. It's fun.
Yeah.
It was supposed to be, you know. It's becoming a permanent thing. I don't want to leave there. I want to stay there forever now.
Oh, yeah. Good
it's
for you.
Fun. Our culinary department's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
It's getting cooler, too. So
nice.
It's making it nice. So, AB Soto, where can they find you online everywhere? ABSoto.com?
Yes, ABSoto.com. If you want to follow me on Facebook, Instagram is AB Soto, and Twitter is AB Soto Music. And yeah, SoundCloud. All the music is on iTunes, Google, Amazon, wherever you can find music.
And right here on Indie 100 too.
That
you guys
too.
Tune into the shows. And really glad to have you in studio and can't wait to have you back in for some more. And
definitely.
As soon as we have a venue, which we're going to kind of get going here, we'd like to have you come perform for the listeners live. I think everyone would really love that.
Sounds good.
I know I would love that. We would love that.
I'm down.
Yeah.
I'm game.
All right.
Thank you so much for having me, guys.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Thank you for being here.
Thank you.
We appreciate it. Yay. Really appreciate it. And oh, and your birthday just happened too, October.
Yes,
right?
October
8th. Mine too.
I'm a Libra.
Me too.
You're the 8th.
Oh,
no. The 4th. Oh, nice. Yes. My mom's on the 5th.
Awesome.
Yes.
No wonder. See?
We're kind of badass.
Yeah, we're badass people. Love nice.
What town are you?
Taurus.
Okay.
Yeah. His birthday is today, actually. Jerry,
oh, really?
You're in studio with us. Jerry
awesome. Happy birthday. Yeah.
He's Scorpio cool. By a day.
Yes.
By a day. But it's cool because he has a Libra traits, too. So
nice. Yeah.
It works out. And I have Scorpio traits. So.
There you go.
Yeah. It's yin and yang. It's working out. All right.
She's just trying to say she's horny.
Oh, yeah. Okay. And we're done.
And on that note,
bye-bye.
All right, guys. Thank you so much for coming in, AV.
Thanks, guys.
All right. Oops, any parting words?
Donate life, one legacy.
As always, you know that.
Yes.
All right, we're going to leave you guys here with some Pink Steel Sausage Party. It fits. I love it. We got to get these guys in here, too. Pink Steel. It's been too long. All right, guys, we're out. You take care. Indie 100. Email us, TGBS and the number 5
you
at
know.
Yahoo.
Man, it's hard to find. Put your parts on the table and get ready to grind. Put your hand on the crank if you want a treat. We don't care what you put in it, just as long as it's meat. You can send in the army, you can call in the cops, but when the party starts, you can't stop.
Can't stop.
Lock us in jail, throw us out on the street, but you'll never. Club. The men will do what the women can't. We don't want a dairy farm, we want a meat packing plant. Send in the army, you can call in the cops, but when the party starts, you can't stop.
Can't stop.
Lock us in jail, throw us out on the street, but you'll never.
Linking up the sausages one by one. We got the pig still rocking till the last man falls. If you like our sausage party, you'll love our
big balls.
No,